All right, our good friend and great friend of the show and personal good friend, best friend, Kevin Berhaney joins us. Are you still in Kansas City or are you home?
I'm sitting in the lobby of the Westin Hotel.
Okay, so you're still there. First of all, let me ask you, how cold was it yesterday?
Oh, well, actually, we have been building up for such a frigid day that I had half my home's clothing here in Kansas City. And it ended up not being as bad as I thought it was going to be, but it was still, 18 degrees at game time. But the wind was only like 5 miles an hour, and that was the key. The day before, the wind was just brutal, and it would have felt like zero out there. But yesterday, it felt like, 18 degrees.
All right, yeah, wind makes all the difference in the world. There's no doubt about that. All right, so let me ask you, I watched the NFC championship game, and it goes to overtime, and it was every bit as exciting as you could hope for an NFL game. And I thought, well, let's see what happens here in the AFC. And after, jumping to a couple of touchdown lead in the first half, it looked like this game might be a little boring. It ends up being one of the most unbelievable games I've ever watched. What was the excitement level like on the field for that fourth quarter there in Kansas City?
It was unbelievable. The Kansas City is known to have the loudest stadium in the country. Probably the world, they rate it by decibels. It's like 147 decibels. And I was watching the board last night, and it got up to about 144. I mean, it was loud, Brian. It was exciting. Boy, oh boy, you could have heard a pin drop when Brady scored that last touchdown in overtime.
Yeah, all right, so go through that fourth quarter. I mean, there were a lot of reviews. There were a lot of calls that were under review. There were a lot of thirds and tens. The lead kept changing. It changed, four times or so in the fourth quarter. It ends up tied. They go to overtime. I mean, first of all, you've watched the Patriots do this before. Were you not impressed with Tom Brady, but also impressed with this young quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, who didn't seem like the pressure bothered him at all?
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is a star. This is my third Kansas City game, and he's made a believer out of me, just as Peyton Manning and Tom Brady has. We're seeing another one of the greatest of all times, and even Joe Montana was on his sideline rooting for him. But Brian, you and I have seen this before. If you remember the years of the Colts and the Patriots, when Brady and Peyton Manning would go at each other. And you and I used to say, well, it looks like whoever has the ball last is going to win the game. There's like no defense on either team. It was just the quarterbacks hitting the receivers. And how about Gronkowski yesterday? He was having a rough game until that fourth quarter. And this guy comes through like a champion.
All right, now you're down there on the sidelines. You're standing down there. You're out on the field after the game. Do people have any understanding of just how huge this guy is in person? I mean, he looks like on TV like he's out there with a bunch of peewee football players.
We had dinner on Saturday night at this really great barbecue restaurant out in Overland Park, and his whole family was there eating right next to us, and his brother, his dad, they're all big. The whole damn family's done.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's impressive.
All right, and then Edelman, who couldn't be further on the other side of this, is a tiny guy, yet they just seem to do what they do. And Tom Brady, I know people love to hate him, but Kevin, have you ever in your life witnessed, I mean, this may be the greatest single football player of all time, and I think there's plenty of reasons to make that argument. You've had the unbelievable opportunity over the last number of years because of Jim Kimmons and your friendship with Pav and the connection with CBS to watch the Muhammad Ali, to watch the Michael Jordan. I mean, this guy is unbelievable.
Well, the whole organization is unbelievable. It starts with Mr. Kraft with Brady and the coach. It's just like a little trifecta there. They just figure out a way to put a team together good enough to win every year. And Belichick is a genius, but Brady is unbelievable. I was listening to some of those interviews last night, and you listen to Edelman, and you listen to Buckhead, you listen to Gronkowski, Hogan, every one of them, it all comes back to Brady. this guy is spectacular. And you know what? He's been picked on pretty hard, all the way back to all the cheating stuff, to the Deflategate, to you know, his trainer and all that stuff. And he just hunkers down and comes through undisputable, the greatest quarterback of all time.
All right. Now, Robert Kraft bought the team in 94. How's that worked out for New England fans? I mean, it's what they have done over the last 18 years is just unbelievable. Now, 8 consecutive AFC championships. It's going to be the 3rd consecutive Super Bowl appearance. Brady has a chance to do what no one has ever done, which is win 6 Super Bowls. If he does, don't you think there will be some immense pressure to step down and retire? I mean, why not go out on top?
Yeah, the only thing is I think the guy just loves to play this game, and he'll probably be like all these other quarterbacks. It's just hard to say goodbye. I think once he and Belichick break all the records that are out to break, then they'll say goodbye, and it could happen. I don't know if it can happen this year. It takes one more year.
Yeah, but I was asking Lindsay earlier, you know, as exciting as it was for us to watch this on TV, as exciting as it was for you to watch this on the sidelines yesterday, think about what it's like to be over center as Tom Brady with these, you know, last 6-7 minutes in the fourth quarter and all of this going on. That's what keeps bringing these guys back.
It's just incredible. I mean, I thought the game was over 2 different times yesterday. And I was wrong both times. And it's all because of these 2 quarterbacks, Brady and Mahomes. I mean, they were just laser focused in that fourth quarter. And it was sad to see one team lose, really. I liked them both. I wouldn't have been heartbroken if KC went to the Super Bowl. But I got to tell you, I've done so many New England games, and we're on the sidelines of New England. I was rooting for the Patriots, even though half the country wasn't. And, you know, Edelman, he wiped us out yesterday. Did you see him hit Pav in our side of the sideline?
Yeah, what happened with that?
Oh, my God. He just, the poor guy holding the cables for Pav got pinned between him and the net. You know how they always put those nets?
Yeah.
For the kickers? He had nowhere to go, and Edelman just went right into him and pinned him between the net. And then he looked at him and said, "Why don't you get out of the way?" He said, "Where are we supposed to go?" You know, and it broke my hi-hat. I had to go do surgery on the hi-hat for half of a quarter, but we got it back working.
All right. It reminds me just how sort of dangerous it could be on the sidelines. It's hard to sort of explain that to folks, but you have to have your head on a swivel at all times because you just got players coming at you at all speeds. And that's part of the fun, I guess, and the excitement. Did that game go by fast for you? Because it normally does. When you're working that sideline, it seems like that game starts and it's over like in a flash.
Well, yesterday's game did. There have been some games where I am counting the minutes, you know, in the fourth quarter. Let's get out of here, you know. But not this game. Man, this game, it was 4 hours?
Yeah, it had.
I mean, that was a short 4 hours.
Yeah, but with all of the plays under review, what was the fan reaction? It sort of sounded like on TV, like the whole place erupted. But when they ruled that a non-touch by Edelman on the field, what was the reaction like that to that in person?
Oh, they were throwing things. The Bud Light cans were coming out of the stands. We were kind of a little nervous. I didn't know. You know, you got your back to the crowd, and you see things coming over. It wasn't horrible, but they were mad. They had every right to be. I don't know why that. I don't know how that play could have been conclusive.
I don't know. You need to watch it. They showed about 10 different angles, and the angles that they showed clearly showed that it didn't hit anything. And I think Edelman's reaction to it immediately probably helped sway it a little bit as well. What happened
was lobbying.
Yeah, what happened on the field? Because they have a tendency to not show people doing stupid stuff at NFL games. Did somebody run out on the field at one point? Because they stopped the game, and they clearly had guys in black, like security guys, out there on the field, but we didn't see on the television broadcast what happened.
Oh, those were cops. Those were big-time cops. Those guys came out, and it was a different presence than there was the entire game. And that's when they start flinging things on the – I didn't see anybody run on the field.
Okay.
But they're flinging things out on the – you know, sidelines and stuff like that.
Okay, so it was hard to tell watching because they sort of tend not to show that to keep from encouraging other people from doing it. But it was interesting that you could noticeably tell the difference in the personnel that was out there security-wise. All right, Tony Romo. Kevin, did you listen to the game as you were doing the sideline work?
No, I did not. How was he?
Oh, he's unbelievable. This guy just predicts the future. I mean, he just sits there and tells you what's going to happen before it happens, and sure enough, you watch it happen.
Yeah, his ratings are terrific for that reason. You know, the reason why they brought, I've been told, the reason why they brought him in for Phil Sims is they wanted a younger, more in-touch player. Not that Sims isn't in touch, but he's been out of it for so long. Romo knows what these quarterbacks are thinking, and he's speaking what they're thinking at real time. And he's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I tell you what, he's unbelievable. I mean, there was that one big Gronk catch. I mean, he predicted the whole thing before it happened. I mean, and a second later, you watch it unfold. It's just unreal.
How about Brady going to Gronk and would have thrown a pick if they hadn't called that offsides, and then he goes right back to him again. How much confidence in last, you know, big plays does Brady have in Gronk? And that could have been Gronk's last game if they hadn't won.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and we'll see what the future holds. Well, so CBS has the Super Bowl, so I guess you got plans a couple of weeks from today.
Yeah, I've been in, then I was out, and then they got me back in again.
Okay.
Somebody in New York didn't understand why they needed me until Jimmy and Pat said, "Well, who's going to carry all this stuff? Secure it yourself." No. And they raise heck, and I'm back in.
Are you serious? Like, somebody literally in New York with the budget of the Super Bowl for CBS thought you were the problem.
Some bean counter. I shouldn't even be talking about
that. Okay, never mind.
But it's there's 1,100 people coming to work for CBS, and they wanted to cut me out. But I'm in, and I don't know. They stuck up for me, and frankly, after yesterday's game, there's no way you can do it without a helper because, you know, I was in there getting his hi-hat fixed. And they're doing a feature on Pav on Sunday morning, you know, that TV show?
Yeah.
I mean, Pav and Jimmy are the best two in the business. They both work different styles of cameras, but they're both artists. And I don't know, but there's a camera on him and I during the game. And they're doing some kind of Super Bowl feature for Sunday morning, and Pav's part of it.
All right, well, that's great stuff. As well, have you been to the Mercedes-Benz place there in Atlanta? Have you been to the new stadium?
I've never been in it. Pete Calandra, who's our boss, was the consultant on all the technical stuff, and he's told me all about it. It's supposed to be a pretty cool place.
All right. Well, listen, we need a commitment from you. I don't know what your schedule looks like, but we want a Friday morning next, like a week from Friday morning preview of Super Bowl weekend. And then we got to have you back in on Monday after the Super Bowl to tell us all about it.
Well, my pleasure, you know, because I have to be there, but I don't do anything until the game comes. So I got plenty of time.
All right. Well, listen, my friend, travel back safe. And we appreciate it. Kevin Berhaney, he was at that AFC Championship game yesterday in Kansas.